This podcast is produced by the Office of Community College Research and Leadership at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign as part of the Transformative Change Initiative, or TCI. TCI is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Joyce Foundation. In this edition, Heather Fox sits down with Beverly Hickam, the Grant Project Manager at Mineral Area College for the Mo Health Wins Consortium.
The first question I'd like to ask you is about how having these intrusive support services in place and the programs here have impacted your work and your role at the college.
Well, I'm the Workforce Development Director at the college, and so I mainly did not work that much on campus. You know, I work with businesses and industries, setting up training programs, that sort of thing. So how it has affected my role is that it's been a whole other area of responsibility for me to take on. And so I've had to get more familiar with some other processes here at the college that I was not, just due to my previous role as Workforce Development Director. It has impacted me time-wise a great deal.
Has it changed your role in any way? Or you said that this has been a change. What is different from your day-to-day before TAC was around and now?
I now have five staff people that report to me directly with the TAC grants. Prior to that, the people that reported to me were trainers, you know, that were needed on an as-needed basis. So personnel issues have certainly risen to the top.
And what are the roles of the people that report to you?
With MoHealth Wins, I have two instructors and two program support specialists.
So what has helped in your efforts to scale intrusive support services?
To date, and we're 2 years into the grant, the college retention rate is 66%. The MoHealth Wins retention rate is 91%. So I think that right there speaks to the effectiveness of those program support specialists. That early intervention from the moment they make contact with the college about the program, not even sure if they want to apply, but that early intervention with that program support specialist is key. Often during the application process, they will find barriers to entering one of the programs, and that person is usually able to work out those barriers for them or refer them to resources that can assist them to work out those barriers. Without that person and that person's knowledge and network, that applicant wouldn't know what to do except just not to proceed.
What advice would you give future TAC consortia about intrusive support services?
I think if you want your programs to be successful, it's the key to making them successful. Because the programs can't be successful without participants and without the work that those program support specialists do, it just isn't going to happen, I don't think. Because you're dealing with a population in these grants that have faced many obstacles, most of them are unemployed or just have a part-time job. And most of them have families, they're older. And so that brings a whole other set of challenges with it. And so I think those program support specialists, empathetic, their kindness, their caring abilities, that just has a huge effect on those people, even applying and staying in the program and being successful at the end.
It's crucial that if you put this position into place, that they interact and have good relationships with all the other departments on campus, like financial aid, assessment, learning center, and outside agencies like the Missouri Career Center, Workforce Investment Board, veterans organizations. I mean, it's just a very all-encompassing position, not just working with the students, but with all those other resources that can help the student be successful.
For more podcasts and information about the Transformative Change Initiative, visit occrl.illinois.edu/projects/transformativechange.